Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio. Running away with my dreams. I was the boy with nothing. I wandered your cold, bruised, ignorant streets with a t-shirt on in the middle of winter. I took your battering winds of cruelty and your petty, pathetic insults and your bigoted teachings. I took them proud. I battled your white power and your white-hating selves. I took your bullets and gangster thug bullshit, and I survived. I survived your brutality, your beatings, your dirty cops, your nasty weather, your hate crimes, and laughed. I survived with glory and style, with grace and dignity. I survived your needles and LSD and your fake peace and your fake hippie wisdom. I survived your schizophrenia and locked doors, your locked minds, your locked hearts and souls, your overbearing, ignorant pride. I survived. I survived. And now I'm out of the sewers of the south side of Chicago, and I'm running away with my dream. And you will never, ever, ever catch up with me. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Romantic and tragic all at the same time. That was wonderful.
Two
thumbs up for that one, whatever, whoever wrote it.
She comes on like a
storm,
but you don't know where from. She was thrown like a burning meteor from my own side. Looking for a place to land, she said, have you got yourself some sand? And whatever you replied, she took it.
Oh, Right, man, that's a jam right there.
Yeah, that was a jam. I don't get reception. Good reception here.
Where are you at?
Cabo San Lucas.
Where the hell is that?
Baja,
are you in Mexico?
California.
California. Yeah, that's that, like, that piece of shit coming down, hanging off of California's butt.
Yeah, like a little turd. You know what? There's this place called Pablo Bonito. Beautiful artwork.
Are you out there? Yeah.
Oh,
what
yeah,
are
you the
doing?
Palm
You're
trees.
On vacation?
We're trapped here on a resort between the ocean and the mountain. There's no way out. We're here. We got us here. What do you call that?
You're trapped between the ocean and the mountains. What's the weather like?
Big mountain. Ton of timeshares in the distance. And bracelet. All-you-can-eat bracelet.
$90
a day.
All-you-can-eat bracelet. Most people just wear them. No, you just buy them. All-you-can-eat. They're just bracelets. You just crunch it on metal.
All you can eat.
Plastic.
As much braces as you want.
We got all we can eat, all we can drink here for $90 a day with a bracelet. Oh, it's so nice. Yeah, I can't even get used to that. I'm like, can I have another beverage? And they're like, it's all you
so
can
you
eat, honey.
Are you in a bikini or what are you wearing? Are you all bikinied out? You got your tan lotion going on and all? You got your hat and all? What are you wearing?
Yeah, I got a tankini on, pink one. It's pretty funny.
Turning Greg on. You're turning on Greg.
Oh, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Greggy. What's going on? How's Peggy?
Great.
How's everything over there? Your neighbors? You guys partying it up on 43rd Street? You know I'm coming to stop you. Rawr. Anyway,
Kathy texted me that there's a desert at the ocean.
Yeah.
Which is normally called a beach, I believe, but she calls it a desert by the ocean.
It's a big beach.
There's sand. That's anywhere there's sand, it's a desert, right? That's what makes
it's
a desert.
There's a desert by the ocean.
You got to see these waves. These are not man-made waves. These are God-made waves.
Right
they
next
come
to the
into
ocean.
The shore.
There's a desert right next to it.
There's a
desert right there.
Right next to the ocean. It's amazing.
There's cactus. No one can know everything there hasn't drank anything in years, but it's a desert. There's an ocean. It's right next to the ocean.
Right. There's a desert right next to Lake Michigan. And then there's
Mexico.
Yeah,
you're back in your homeland. Reina?
I am from Spain. My hair, you know, I got my blood is Spanish. I'm from Spain.
Salvador
Dali.
This
is a very small amount
Picasso.
Of my ancestry.
The
Mexican.
Greatest painters of all time, some of them.
Yeah, and I got a little bit of French, maybe a little German, all you people.
Carney's just leprechaun. That's all he is, just leprechaun.
He's a fighting Irish.
Like,
he came out of
the
womb fighting.
He's the stumbling effort leprechaun. The stumbling leprechaun.
The stumbling leprechaun.
I'll kill
and
you.
He can sing. You gotta hear his vocals.
Just quit moving. Quit moving around, and I'll catch up to Samuel. There's two of you now. Wait a minute. There's two of you. God damn it. I can't. Which one?
Didn't you see Pearl Jam? Didn't you see Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field when they played that song, that new album song? It was a good tune. It was a rocking tune.
No, I wasn't even there. But that was Pearl Jam, wasn't it, from the new album?
Yeah, it's pretty. The whole album's good, actually. It's good.
Is it really?
Right. Eddie Vedder, he still rocks my house. I mean, he back in, like, when I was 15 and today, you want a good life lesson, you got to listen to Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
Newspaper on the table.
He's all right. Yeah, he's all right. He's all right.
You know what? I saw Pearl Jam at the second Lollapalooza ever. I think they played at the World in Tinley Park, and everyone ripped up. It started raining, and everyone ripped up the lawn and threw it on the stage, and they stopped playing and quit. They just walked off the stage. If you guys don't stop throwing grass at us, big chunks of grass, like 3 yards, were flying over the student area and landing
people
on the stage. Everyone was just ripping up the grass and throwing it.
Why
out.
Are you throwing
like,
fucking grass at the band? The band that you're there that you paid
chunk,
money to
like
see.
One big chunk of grass, like, just sod, because they just sodded it. Like, whole layers just clobbered Eddie Vedder, and he just said, all right, that's it, and they walked off the stage.
Was that at Soldier's Field?
No, that was at the World. That was, like, 1993, 92, 91, maybe. 91, maybe. Shit.
All right, quit dating us. Fuck.
That was at the peak of his career.
Was that
Yellow Ledbetter has
that
one of the best one, song.
Was that when Nirvana was supposed to play with him?
No, that was a couple of years later. But Nirvana, he killed himself.
I've never been to Lollapalooza. The only one I was going to go to was when Kurt Cobain was playing. He died like 2 weeks before the concert or something. It had every penny I had was for that ticket. To go see him. I wanted to go see Kurt. And then he fucking did.
Oh, man.
But I think I bought some mushrooms and some beer instead and went and cried.
You must have went with us because we went to the show, me and Jay. But I remember that Pearl Jam show because Jay Arredondo was living with me. Or he stayed with me. I don't know if he was living with me. He just stayed at my
house.
No,
he was just a pirate. He ransacked your house. He was just—he just moves in. He's like a pirate. He's, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
What do you
he's
got?
Like
what
one
do
of those,
to
like, you got to get an Arredondo rat trap to catch him.
Yeah, where's the beer?
Oh, my God.
But anyways, we took a bunch of acid, and I looked up. Finally, I'm looking, we're all partying, and I look over at Jay, and I see he's wearing these super baggy shorts. These pink, like, orange shorts. And I realized, I'm like, those are my brother's shorts. Like, you got my brother's shorts on, Jay.
That's awesome. I remember the Keeper shirt you brought Carlos to when he was living over on Walker in Chicago. The Keith Richards shirt with the cut-off sleeves.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome.
You look like a homeless drug addict in that shirt. It was like three sizes too small.
Carl buys me a shirt from, brings me a, like a shirt with Keith Richards on it, which is cool, but it's like a girl's shirt.
In
like
London.
A top
I bought that
a woman.
In London. I bought that
in
London.
Yeah,
Carl
puts it on and dancing like, you know, homosexual, and like, it looked so much like Perfect Parade. He did it like a perfect impression.
Yeah, it was a girl's shirt or something. It was just ridiculous. It was cool, but when I give it to you, didn't you?
All right, guys.
You should see the rocks out here, man. They're so romantic on the beach. The rocks are huge. The waves are enormous. We can't even go near the water because they are gigantic. They sound
like the worst beach in the world. I'm looking at the ocean. There's a beautiful beach, and there's giant rocks that will slam my head into and die if I go in the water. It's like, why are you there?
Oh, the mermaids will save you, Carl. The mermaids will come and rescue you.
The mermaids
will
fucking kill me. That's what the mermaids will do.
Jesse, you should smear yourself with, like, fish blood, just all the, like, fish guts and blood, and then just jump in the water and tie, like, dead fish to you. Like, all around you. Just go swim as far as you can. And to see how far you can swim.
I can't even go in the water. We're not even allowed to go in
fish heads.
It's not like Montrose Beach, the dog beach that I went with you.
Why is everyone afraid of the government? Why is everyone afraid of the government? You know who they are?
They're
just a bunch of people that shit and piss and puke and fucking drool in their sleep and fart and everything else. They're just people.
Well, that's why. They're so frightened of the
government.
And our government
has been hijacked by some gangsters. And we have to, some banker gangsters, the Fed, the banks, these people are gangsters, and they've hijacked our government, and we have to get it back, because no matter what, the government just likes to kill. Golden Rose. poem, a Carlo
radio,
you
know? Carlo Fiore poem called Wait. Wait. The end. Beautiful, mysterious, wonderful poem.
That's the only poem Kathy truly understands.
That is the greatest.
She only, that's the only one she really gets.
My God.
If
you
know,
should be winning some Pulitzer prizes for that poem. I'm not
Thank
kidding.
You.
I kid you not. I shit you not, my friend.
Thank
that
you,
poem.
Kathy. Not everyone can recognize pure genius. So I'm glad you
Tie
recognize
a bunch of fish
eggs
to your swimsuit and go swimming as far
my
out as you can swim around.
I've been in the pool since 1 o'clock. I'm hot.
Are you all
They are missing it all. They got bonfires on the beaches. They got marlin fishers, tuna fishers. Come and join the competition. 6 a.m. You can watch them. I watched the sunrise over, like, these Greek isles, which look like Greek isles.
Cassie bought me a ticket to go to Mexico. She called me up last Sunday. She's like, oh, I bought you a $700 ticket to Mexico. Oh, my, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you, Kathy. You
that's
have
right.
a 4-hour layover in Denver.
Why
aren't yeah,
you
the
there?
3-4-hour layover in Denver. And that's why we didn't go, scumbag.
No, because you need a passport. I don't have a passport. I didn't ask for a ticket. She's just like, oh, by the way, you go to Mexico. Oh, well, thank you.
I could have sworn you had a passport. You must have given it to your dad to hold because you showed me it once in your closet.
Years ago.
Shut it!
You got to see Carney's
old
closet.
Old creature. Old creature. I am an old creature. Something slithering
creature
underground. I am an old creature.
Creature of
a
closet.
Something to be, something to be found.
I went to Carney's place and he threw my keys
up
in his closet. They were lost. He threw my keys and shoes in the closet in the middle of the winter. And I was stuck with Carney over.
What fucking drugs are you on, woman? I'm trying to read a poem.
Oh,
old
sorry,
creature.
Sweetie.
I am an old creature, something slithering underground. I am an old creature, something to be found, something underground. I am an old creature with a cold digger's light, digging holes in walls, finding the truth. I sleep in the dirt. I am the truth. I am an old creature. I have medicine. My water is pure. I am an old creature. I have the cure.
Cool.
Creature. The creature. Yes, that reminds me. I am a creature, too. So thank you.
Are you a creature?
She's a creature from the Green, from the Green Lagoon.
The creature from the Cabo San Lucas Lagoon.
She's
gonna... in the butthole of California.
They're very Catholic here. Let me tell you, Mary is everywhere. There's no Christ, picture of Christ. And, you know, it's very Catholic over here. And we're not Catholic, but, I mean, we believe in the rapture. They all believe in the rapture here. So they're missing the full picture in Mexico here. Very religious. You should see how religious it is here. There's crosses up on mountains, almost like in, what's that one, country by Africa? They have a big statue of Christ.
The country
oh,
by Africa? Yeah.
The country by
Brazil?
Africa.
That's kind of close.
San Antonio, no? Salvador, no?
She's not the best. She doesn't even know she's in Mexico. She thinks she's in Spain.
Oh, yeah. You got to see the horizon of the Pacific from here, and Hawaii's on the other side. It is beyond your imagination. You guys are here with me right now? You would be,
if I were there right
take,
now, I would be choking
you.
Right now, I would be choking you, and your eyes would be popping out of your head.
Don't say that. You give me nightmares.
I'll feed you to the. I'll put you on a hook and feed you to the manta rays. Off of,
you gave me the worst nightmare the once when you told me you were going to grab me by my neck because I ditched you or something. You had an appointment to show an apartment. I couldn't make it. And you could have made money,
you know,
I think, and
Kathy,
then I couldn't
now,
make it.
I have the power. I have the power to make Greg drop his beer now. It's pretty cool. The last two times I talked to him on the phone when he was drunk, he dropped his beer. So there's keywords, and I just say them, and he just drops it. Oh, my God.
I brought him the wrong porn video. It was like...
No,
There was a woman with her clothes on and one of the
sentences,
and he didn't want it. And he flipped out. I'm crazy.
You could just, you could just hear him melting. Just the nervous breakdown is just, this is growing.
Oh, man, the end of the world.
It's like I dropped my newborn baby.
Oh! Oh, my baby's dead. Oh, such travail. Cool world. The world.
Right,
so cool.
Kathy, have you ever taken LSD?
Life is
Kathy,
not good.
Kathy is
on
not a non-stop LSD trip. Do you have a bong on, Kathy?
Oh, my God. Are you on LSD right now,
Kathy?
I'm going to
tell you, my phone's going to die in a minute, and you feel saved.
Kathy, are you big in Mexico? Is that what, are you hanging out with, like what do they call those holy men? Those, I think Jim Morrison thought he was one or something. What do they call them?
Shaman.
Shaman.
She's walking around.
With, are you
she's walking around in
like
a thong?
Naked. They're
yeah,
naked. They
shaman,
walk around
shaman,
and eat like chew on cocaine leaves.
No,
my mom leaves.
She's like, you're not going to Costco. You're not going to Subway. You're staying right here. You got a wristband.
Right.
You use that wristband.
This poem's called LSD.
No LSD here. I don't do drugs, people. What for?
Indeed.
You've got a natural
stop
high here. Look at these oceans. Look at this wave.
Kathy, is there a problem with you? Can you shut the fuck up?
If I did LSD with Greg, I would fall in love with a goat and an old hag. No, thank you.
Kathy, really? Stop talking.
I did drink a lot when I was 20.
The day's events become adventures of intense, magical, mystical, musical rides. High in the swirling, melting sky, rhythmic spiraling motions, twirling oceans of human commotion, giant chapters of harmonious laughter fill my head and then go faster and faster. As I look around through broken mirror eyes, the whole world is a sea of hippies dancing. Lost in the forest night, light from stars drips visions of angels that shake the skulls and rattle the ghosts that float in the trees. Suddenly, the eyes of the woods surrounding me, all of my fears re-entering me, then numbing head and falling off, stumbling in a trance of confusion while toasting to abuse and climbing the sky while searching for my eyes. I mean, the ones I truly love, my friends, or a reason to survive the monstrous mental ride of acid.
Hey,
awesome.
Happy birthday,
Todd.
I love 1960. My drug buddy. I love you guys.
You guys are stuck in another
buddy.
Era. Come on, get with the times.
She's coming over. We'll go out walking. Make a call.
Who is that?
That was old Lemonhead. Old Lemonhead, motherfucker.
Lemonhead. Yeah, that sounded so familiar.
Hey,
Lemonhead.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, guys. Show's over.
Thank
damn
you, guys.
It.
This was romantic. So romantic.
Go swim in the ocean. Cover yourself in guts.
I'm
here
swimming.
It's
a mermaid. I'm a mermaid. I'm on the rocks swimming with the mermaid. Johnny Depp.